Welcome to the latest edition of NAREIT's REIT Report podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Borkson-Quito, and we're recording this on July 12th, 2018. Joining us today to talk about recent developments in the REIT market is Brad Case, NAREIT's Senior Vice President for Research and Industry Information. Welcome, Brad.
Thank you, Sarah.
Brad, can let's start by talking about the turnaround in REIT returns that we've seen since earlier this year. What's behind that, and what could it mean going forward?
Yeah, I think that's a really important development. REITs had underperformed the broad stock market for about the year and a half before that, and it's important to recognize that wasn't about, you know, real estate investments, that is REITs, relative to other, you know, everything else in the stock market. It was really that REITs are value-oriented stocks, and the growth stocks in the stock market were just going gangbusters. And that's not the normal situation. Usually investors do better when they invest in value-oriented stocks than in growth stocks, but that's not always true, and it wasn't true for about a year and a half. But starting at the end, at roughly the end of February of this year, the opposite has been the case. REITs have dramatically outperformed the broad stock market, and really what that means is REITs dramatically outperformed the growth stocks. And I think what, you know, the way that you can best think about that is growth stocks became really overvalued. And there are a lot of investors who were participating just because they looked at recent gains in growth stocks, and they said, I want to be part of that. And they bought, and that pushed those growth stocks up higher. And that kind of behavior eventually creates a bubble. And we saw that in the late 1990s. And so investors, you know, are not, it was recent enough that they haven't forgotten what it felt like when they were in that bubble. And they started early this year, I think they started to get a little bit concerned that maybe they had pushed things too hard. And so when you get concerned that your investments are overvalued and may take a dive, then you look around for something that's better, that's a better value. And REITs were that. And so I think over the last 4 months, we've seen investors moving away from the overvalued parts of the stock market into REITs and other undervalued parts of the stock market. And so REITs are not the only part of the stock market that's been doing better than average over the last 4 months, but it certainly has been very dramatic for REITs.
And what sort of trends are you seeing with respect to property values?
Well, I think that, you know, there has been a situation over the last few years when values on certain properties really got pushed up very high. And I think you saw that most when you were looking at, trophy assets, trophy office buildings in Manhattan and things like that. And so REITs tend to own high quality properties, but they were not active buyers because they didn't want to be paying top dollar for high quality properties. And so when you ask, you know, what's happening with respect to property values, I don't think it's that property values are continuing to go up, although we're certainly continuing to see some of what happened several months ago that's finally being recorded in the market. It takes a long time for information about a change in property values to actually show up in measures that come out of the private side of the real estate market. So property values are fine. There's no signs that they're going to go down. But the REIT recovery has not been about, you know, an increase in property values. It's been about the fact that REITs were undervalued, back in February, and given how valuable the properties were, the best way to access those properties is to buy stock in REITs.
And are you seeing any notable performance gaps between different REIT sectors?
You know, there have been performance differences, but not really. This has really been a broad-based REIT recovery. I mean, you look at the segments of the REIT market that have done best since the end of February. I mean, healthcare REITs are up. Total returns on healthcare REITs have been positive by more than 20% over just that four-month period. That's partly because healthcare REITs were very undervalued back in February. Self-storage REITs, same thing. Again, their total returns up by more than 20% over just those 4 months. Hotel REITs up by almost 21% over that 4-month period. And then you look at a lot of other segments of the REIT market, and they've also been showing very strong returns. You know, freestanding REITs, that's REITs that own, you know, restaurants and individual retail properties. Those total returns have been up more than 15%, and apartment REITs up more than 14%, industrial REITs up more than 14%. Shopping centers, you know, a lot of news, a lot of concern about the effect of e-commerce on retail space, and shopping centers are one of the targets of those concerns. But I don't think those concerns were very much overblown, and as a result, you've seen shopping center REITs posting returns of 13% just over the last 4 months. So it really is across the entire REIT industry.
Brad, thank you so much for your time today.
It's my pleasure.
And thank you to our listeners as well. To learn more about what's happening in the REIT industry, please visit NAREIT's website, REIT.com.